From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to continue 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here's the news read by Sandy Puspandini for the headlines. Presiden Joko Widodo, Lebaran 2022 homecoming flow in various regions running smoothly. Minister Erick Thohir, this year's Idul Fitri a momentum for revival. Now the news in detail. Presiden Joko Widodo ensured that the Lebaran 2022 homecoming flow in various regions generally went smoothly, although there were some small obstacles in the field, such as long queues at Merak and Bakauheni ports. He perceived that the queues of motor vehicle at Merak and Bakauheni ports were due to the volume of the vehicle that were not proportional to the capacity of the seaports. For the homecoming flow, I see everything is going well, but there are the small things. Take for example in Merak and Bakauheni, queuing takes from 10 to 12 hours. Now it's the truth that the volume of the vehicle is too many, unproportional with the capacity of the seaports compared with the capacity of the exciting ships. Indeed, the number of ships was prepared from 30s to 90s, but that's not enough. Two more seaports can reduce it. President Joko Widodo, in a statement broadcast via the Presidential Secretariat YouTube channel on Monday, also said that this year, Idul Fitri homecoming was joined by many people. There were around 85.5 million people, 23 million cars, and 17 million motorcycles that did Lebaran homecoming. Therefore, President Joko Widodo also appealed to the public to travel back earlier to avoid congestion due to the accumulation of motor vehicle. Minister of State-Owned Enterprise Erick Thohir pointed out at the At Thohir Mosque in Depok, West Java on Monday that this year, Idul Fitri 1443 Hijriah is a momentum for revival. As reported by Antara, he called this Idul Fitri as a great momentum for the Indonesian nation to have struggled hard to face several challenges due to the COVID-19 pandemic. He also explained it's been 2 years, so of course, the conditions are actually like a day of awakening, and by God's willingness, Indonesia will go in a better direction.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Homecoming, Momentum to Strengthen Social Bond and Economic Growth. This year's Idul Fitri celebrations in Indonesia feel different from the previous 2 years. In 2022 and 2021, The Indonesian government issued a policy of prohibiting going home to celebrate Idul Fitri at hometowns. The main goal was to reduce the number of people exposed to COVID-19. Of course, the policy that was taken at the time was through long thought and in-depth study. One of them was the economic impact. Economic activities directly related to going home, such as public transportation, tourism, and the creative economy, were greatly affected. On one hand, this year, Indonesian Muslims can feel the freedom to celebrate Idul Fitri. They can go home, gather with family, relatives, and friends to celebrate Idul Fitri this year. The momentum of going home can be a balance in life. After a year of working in the city, going back to hometown is like a time to recharge one's spirit. Traditions of meeting face-to-face, visiting each other, and forgiving each other can erase skepticism and conflict. Homecoming can also be a momentum to strengthen the bond of friendship, which in the end will strengthen unity and integrity. On the other hand, the tradition of Idul Fitri at hometowns has a major impact on regional and national economic growth. Deputy Chairperson of the Indonesian Chamber of the Commerce and Industry for Regional Autonomy Development, Sarman Simanjorang, estimates that 42 trillion rupiah will circulate during the Idul Fitri holidays. This amount is calculated based on the assumption that there are 85 million people who go hometown. According to Sarman, the circulation of money during the Selebaran holidays will boost the very sharp growth of household consumption. In addition, this will also contribute to national economic growth in the second quarter of 2022, which is targeted at 7%. The Lebaran homecoming momentum also has the potential to increase the regional and national tourism industry. In a press release on April 18, 2022, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno predicted that the business sector of providing accommodation and providing food and drink will have a very positive impact. His side appealed to the products and services in their regions so that they could contribute positively to economic recovery in their respective regions. The joy of gathering together in their hometown is not expected to be an excuse for ignoring health protocols. Because COVID-19 doesn't shake off in Indonesia, hopefully, of all Indonesians that after going home and the Idul Fitri holidays, there will be no increase in the number of people exposed to COVID-19. Thus, the economic recovery can continue. The homecoming momentum that strengthens social bonds and economic growth is expected to strengthen the spirit to recover and become stronger together. Well, listener, that's commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I, Eddie Ivan, the Director of Voice of Indonesia, would like to say happy Eid Mubarak to our listeners all over the world. May these special days bring peace, happiness, and open all the doors of success now and always for us. And let this holy occasion be a remarkable milestone for Voice of Indonesia and our listeners to be closer in the future. Happy Eid Mubarak. Minal aidin wal faizin. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is today in history. I will begin with May 3, 1937. Novel Gone with the Wind receives a Pulitzer Prize. Gone with the Wind is a novel by Margaret Mitchell, published in 1936. It is one of the most popular novels of all time and its feature screen adaptation, released in 1939, broke record based on the number of Oscars received. The film received 13 Oscar nominations and won 8 of them. Michelle's work tells the story of rebellious Georgian women named Scarlett O'Hara and her relationships with friends, family, and lovers during the U.S. Civil War, as well as the Reconstruction period. This novel also tells about the legendary love that grows between O'Hara and Red Butler. Switching to May 3, 1985, Indonesian boxer Elias Pikal wins the IBF World Boxing title from Yudo Chun of South Korea. Elias Pikal won the IBF Super Flyweight World title on 3 May 1985. The match took place at Gedung Istora Senayan, Jakarta. Elias Pikal became the first Indonesian boxer to win a world title. This victory he got after defeating a boxer from South Korea, Chung Jun-do. Elias Pikal managed to beat Chun with his left hook and was declared the winner by technical knockout or TKO. With this blow, Elias was dubbed by media the exotic, referring to the French-made missiles used by Britain against Argentina in the 1982 Malvinas War. When he won the title, Elias was only 25 years old. During the match, he had 15 rounds to overthrow his opponent. However, it didn't take long. In the 8th round, Chun had given up. We end today in history with May 3, 1948, the observance of the first World Press Freedom Day. World Press Freedom Day is established by the United Nations and celebrated every year on 3 May. Press Freedom Day is meant to raise awareness of the importance of press freedom and to remind governments of their duty to respect and uphold the right to free speech as enshrined in Article 19 of the 1948 General Declaration of Human Rights and marks the anniversary of the Windhoek Declaration, a declaration of the principles of press freedom which were summarized later by the journalist of the African newspaper in Windhoek in 1991. This year, the theme of World Press Freedom Day is Journalism Under Digital Siege. Well, listener, that's Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia is entitled Indonesia hands over aid of medicines and medical devices to Sri Lanka. The Indonesian government sent humanitarian aid in the form of medicines and medical devices to Sri Lanka. The first shipment arrived at Sri Lanka's international airport in Katunayake on Thursday afternoon. The Indonesian ambassador to Sri Lanka, Dewi Gustina Tobing, symbolically handed over the assistance to the government of Sri Lanka, represented by the Minister of Health, Professor Chana Jaya Sumana. At the handover event, Minister Chana was accompanied by World Health Organization representative for Sri Lanka, Alaka Singh, and Director General of Health Services of Sri Lanka, Dr. Asela Gunawardana. As quoted on the kemlu.go.id page, Ambassador Dewi Tobing explained the aid with a total of 3.1 tons worth around $1.6 million will be sent in two stages. The first shipment of 1.2 tons arrived on Thursday. Meanwhile, the rest is planned for May 8, 2022. According to Ambassador Dewi, the first shipment consisted of oncology medicines and medical devices which are currently urgently needed by Sri Lanka. Meanwhile, the second shipment consisted of supplements for cancer patients, surgical threads, and other medical equipment. Meanwhile, during the delivery of the aid, the Sri Lankan Minister of Health, Chana Jaya Sumana, expressed his gratitude and very high appreciation to the government of Indonesia and the Indonesian pharmaceutical industry. Indonesia, in a relatively short time, less than 2 weeks, could respond, collect, and send the aid. In addition, Minister Chana also emphasized that the aid for medicines and medical equipment was the first received by Sri Lanka from a friendly country since the crisis began to hit Sri Lanka recently. Therefore, he greatly appreciates and commends the effort of all relevant parties in Indonesia and Sri Lanka who have assisted in the realization of this assistance. On the same occasion, World Health Organization representative for Sri Lanka, Alaka Singh, also expressed his high appreciation and commended the Indonesian government and relevant parties in the two countries who had coordinated very well and intensively to successfully collect and send the aid in a short time. Alaka Singh confirmed that he would oversee the distribution of the Indonesian aid so that it was delivered to those in need in Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka will also submit report related to the distribution of aid and updates in real time to the government of Indonesia through the Indonesian Embassy in Colombo. Well, listener, that's My Indonesia, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Tersipu malu, tak berani untuk menyapamu. Takut tahu kau mengarah padaku dan kau katakan padaku kau merasa kan adanya sesuatu dan bolehkah ku inginku untuk mengenalmu. Ku tersenyum mengiyakan maumu dan kau meminta tanganku. Sejak saat itu kau dan aku satu.
hadapanku, semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku, karena aku tak mampu tanpamu. Oh, I don't want to. Seakan lupa waktu dan saatku, berdua hanya bersamamu. Takkan mau melepasmu dariku dan kau selamanya denganku. Oh, sejak saat itu kau dan aku satu. Selamanya kau dan aku satu. Tinggalkan aku, karena aku tak mampu tanpamu. Oh, I don't want to. Setiap saat kau di hadapanku, semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku, karena aku tak mampu tanpamu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, there is a sweet treat typically Malay in Langkat Regency, North Sumatra, which is always present on Idul Fitr. Local people know it with the name Manisan Halua. The name Halua may be derived from the Arabic word Halwa, which means sweets. This is the Malay people of Langkat also do not forget to serve this sweet treat for guests who visit their house. Halua sweets even becomes aid hampers for neighbors, relatives, and friends. Because this sweet is a mandatory treat on Idul Fitr, usually a few days before Idul Fitr, the Langkat Malay community has made or bought this food at several local traditional markets. The selling price also varies depending on the type of sweets. Prices range from 60,000 rupiah to 100,000 rupiah, or 4 to 7 US dollar per kilogram. Carved or decorated sweets are usually more expensive because they are complicated to make. Halua can be stored for up to 1 year because the sugar coating functions as a preservative. The color of halua sweets are very eye-catching. They come in various shapes and can be assembled into flowers or other beautiful shapes. Not only fruits, these sweets are also made from vegetables. Usually, halua is made from papaya, renda fruit, nutmeg, or palm fruit. While halua sweets from vegetables such as pare or bitter gourd, chili, beans, pumpkin, eggplant, and gelugur acid. In order to taste crispy, the fruits and vegetables used must be half ripe. Listener, the process of making halwa is not easy. It takes days, about 5 to 9 days. First, fruits and vegetables are washed or cleaned and then soaked in water, which is given whiting water. Some types of fruit can be soaked in water for days to keep their texture firm or crunchy. Then, they are boiled for a while until wilted. When everything is drained and cool, pierce with a needle to allow the sugar solution to penetrate the fibers. Then, water and sugar and food coloring are boiled. After that, the fruits and vegetables are put in this sugar solution and boiled for a while until they are absorbed. Then, the fruit and vegetables are drained to dry. After drying, the sweets are ready to be served. Before serving, these sweets are arranged beautifully in a container so that they deserve to be a special treat on Eid al-Fitr. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language. We will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Listeners, wherever you are, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expression and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Our topic today is arriving at the airport. Next, I'm going to present a conversation entitled Akan Tinggal, which means will stay. You will listen to a conversation entitled Akan Tinggal, which means will stay. And this conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and an immigration officer. Let's listen to their conversation.
Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di Indonesia?
Saya akan tinggal selama 1 bulan.
After listening to the conversation, I'll give you phrases and vocabulary related to today's title, akan tinggal, which means will stay. I'll say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Saya, which means I. Akan tinggal, which means will stay. Selama satu bulan. Which means for 1 month. Saya akan tinggal selama 1 bulan. Saya akan tinggal selama 1 bulan. Which means I will stay for 1 month. Kemana, which means where. Kemana Anda akan pergi? Kemana Anda akan pergi, which means, where would you go? Saya akan pergi ke Mandalika. Saya akan pergi ke Mandalika, which means, I'd go to Mandalika. Di mana, which means, where. Menginap, which means, stay. Di mana Anda akan menginap? Di mana Anda akan menginap? Which means, where will you stay? Saya akan menginap di hotel. Which means, I will stay at the hotel. Toilet, which means toilet. Saya mau pergi ke toilet, which means I want to go to the restroom. In the conversation, you heard the phrase, saya akan tinggal selama 1 bulan. Saya akan tinggal selama 1 bulan, which means I will stay for 1 month. In that sentence, there is an expression akan tinggal, which means will stay. The word akan, which means will, serves to express something about to happen. The expression akan tinggal, which means will stay, states the meaning of planning to stay somewhere. Other examples. To express the meaning of something that is about to happen, the word akan, which means will, is followed by a verb. For example, akan pergi. Akan pergi, which means will go. And akan tinggal. Akan tinggal, which means will stay. Now let's listen to a conversation to convey the activity plan. Kemana Anda akan pergi? Kemana Anda akan pergi, which means where will you go? Saya akan pergi ke Mandalika. Saya akan pergi ke Mandalika, which means I will go to Mandalika. Di mana Anda akan menginap? Di mana Anda akan menginap, which means where will you stay? Saya akan menginap di hotel. Saya akan menginap di hotel, which means I will stay at the hotel. To convey the plan of activity, you can also use the word mau. Mau, which means want to. In informal conversation, for example, saya mau pergi ke toilet. Saya mau pergi ke toilet, which means I want to go to the toilet. Before ending, let's speak Indonesian today, or mari berbahasa Indonesia. For more details, let's listen to an example of conversation once again.
Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di Indonesia?
Saya akan tinggal selama 1 bulan.
That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today with the title Akan Tinggal or Will Stay. Hopefully this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening.
Tinggalkan semua dan lukaiku.
cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng xue pei tai kou zhao yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, ni de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Selamat Hari Raya by Ade Prazokalo, Sharifah Arabia, Eka Lestari, Didin, and Muhammad Rafi. The song Selamat Hari Raya was composed by Agustiawan. The song with the Malay dialect of Sambas tells the story of the happiness to welcome the day of victory after a month of holding back lust, hunger, and thirst. On Idul Fitr, relatives gather, forgive each other, and wish happy Eid. Minal Aidin, wal faizin. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Selamat Hari Raya by Ade Prazokalo, Sharifah Arabia, Eka Lestari, Didin, and Muhammad Rafi. Enjoy the song.
Love.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.